Grace Notes. Today's guest, Roman Johnson, Stevie Wonder's keyboardist. I'm your host, Greg C. Jackson.
Grace Notes.
What you bumbling? Today, here at Grace Notes, we have the pleasure to have with us musician, writer, arranger, music director extraordinaire, Roman Johnson, known also as Romy. How are you today up in here?
Romy Rome.
Oh, let me get that right.
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Just glad to have you here. The traffic coming on the 14 was a little tight, I take it?
Yeah, a little tight. You know, it's the typical L.A. Midday traffic. It's like that 405, you know, 4 or 5 hour freeway. You just never know what you're going to get.
That's right. You were coming up from the Antelope Valley. So
right.
They call down here, down below. So would we respectively call that up above?
Yeah. It's like closer to the heavens, I think.
For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to Grace Notes on KPCRadio.com, the show that asks the question, what you bumping? Grace Notes. Romy Rome.
Yes.
What you bumping?
I'm bumping a little bit of this. I got some new things that I'm working on, some new projects, some dance material as well. And I'm also working on my own project.
Okay.
At this present time.
Does it have a name yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. It's very close.
Okay, let's go back. I've seen you around on the music scene for some years, and we're both very young, and so
definitely
yes. So as I go back the many years of our youngness, at what age did you realize you had musical talent?
I believe I must have been about 12.
12.
Yeah, somewhere around 12. Initially, I sort of started at church playing the drums, actually.
The drum?
Yeah, drums, you know. And I used to beat on all the pots and pans and all the oatmeal boxes until my father bought me my first drum set. And then from that point, pretty much just it sort of switched over to keyboards, I think, about 14.
Okay. And why did you do that?
Well, at the time, my father played piano, and my brother, that's the next brother older than me, he played piano and organ as well, and he was the musician for the church. And he's a few years older than me, so it was about his time to go ahead and move on and switch over, and he went on to another church, and so it was like, who's the next candidate? And it was me.
So they voted you in. Roman, come, you got to learn that.
Exactly.
So you have the one brother that plays piano?
Actually, two.
Two. They both play keyboards?
Yes. Piano? Yes, actually two.
Okay. So did you have a little band, a little family band that y'all get together, you play a little drums, one play a little piano, one some, you know, y'all do a little...
Well, you could sort of say that. We pretty much just played at church, you know, all the time, you know. So you could sort of consider it being a band because it was a weekly thing. That's just, you know, how we did it and got to learn to play, you know, with each other and all that stuff.
So what point did you, you know, as you're playing in the church now, you're 14. So from there, what was your next step in your musical career?
The next step was I did get with a group. We were called the Voices of Love. It was three girls that was singing, and it was four of us guys as the band. And we won a radio, gospel radio competition for the best new group, original group. And we had an opportunity to perform to record a record. And that was my first actual recording.
Where was this? Where are you from? Now, this is happening, and are you from Cincinnati? Or?
Yeah. Okay. Cincinnati, Ohio, Funk Town.
Okay, it's a lot of talented people come from up out of Cincinnati now.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Ohio Players.
Midnight Star.
Midnight Star. Roger Nim.
Roger Nim is from the area. Let's see. Randy.
William?
Randy Crawford.
Oh man! So you think it's something in the water there? I mean, why are so many talented musicians coming out of Ohio, especially Cincinnati and mostly Cincinnati, because there's a few from Dayton and Youngstown,
right,
as well. But Bootsy is from up out of
Bootsy. Yes. Yeah. How could we forget Bootsy?
Yeah.
I think it's a combination. It's a great strategic place. Ohio, that portion of the country, it really catches all types of music. I used to listen, you know, from the typical R&B to country.
Okay.
You know, because everything is there to classical music. It's very highly concentrated with, you know, just different influences from the East Coast to the South to the West, you know, and then above us 5 hours is Detroit.
Right. And Chicago.
And Chicago, 5 hours to the West.
That's true. So you're in Cincinnati and you're playing with this group. What happens after the group? Are you still in Cincinnati? What's your next? What would you consider your first professional gig? As now you're playing keyboards, I take it.
Yes, my first professional gig was the Gap Band.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
And what year was that? Did you come to California for that?
Exactly.
And what age did you leave Cincinnati and come to California?
Let's Cincinnati get you out of here. At age 19.
Okay.
And I went and did a gig with some other friends. And before I actually made it to California, we went to Tokyo.
Okay.
And we did a club gig there for about 6 months. And then from there, I had a very good friend that was already on the Total Experience label by the name of Penny Ford.
Yes, a little short, nice, little strong singer.
She's very strong. Matter of fact, you hear her strong voice on I Got the Power.
I Got the Power. She's a short, she's about 4 feet four. Maybe a little bit.
And a little powerhouse.
Yeah, she has a voice, man.
And from there, she basically, we made me, her, and another fellow mate, we sort of made a pact that whoever gets out of Cincinnati first is going to help the other one out.
Okay. So you come to Total Experience.
Yes.
And you're just a natural shoe-in or something. You come in and you play that flavor, and it's like, yeah, we like this here.
Yeah, I got a chance to sit down and play with Charlie Wilson and sit on the piano, and he sang and stuff. And that sort of was the beginning there. And at that time, I was actually doing some recording with Climax.
Okay.
At that point.
Was that Three Girls?
Men All Pause.
Oh, yeah, right.
Bernadette Cooper.
And
all that stuff. And so it's a combination. I was just getting my feet wet at 19 years old. I was fortunate because I was able to deal with, big groups. And, so the beginning.
At that point, you were at Total Experience, and this is where the Gap Band and the Yarborough People, DJ Rogers, they were also on that roster.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at one point, I did a song or two over there. It was a song, Straight From the Heart.
Oh.
And you played on the internet.
I think I'd already been there maybe 3 years.
Okay. Because you were... So you'd been in California only 3 years?
I got to California in 19... 84.
Okay, because you was, he had the Kojic chair.
Yeah.
So Andre Crouch had a group he called the Kojics.
Yep, sure did.
Which was the Kojic Sings or something. And he said, I invented that name. I came up with that name. That's the way he talked. That's my imitation.
Yes.
It sounded a little bit like him.
Yeah, exactly. Back. The blood.
Look, so you're working on some things. Do you think you were destined to be a musician?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna load that question.
Okay.
Did you choose the music, or did the music choose you?
The music chose me.
We'll be back. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Grace Notes at KPCRadio.com. We've got Roman Johnson, the greatest musician alive here. And we'll be right back. You play quite a bit of this keyboard thing, right?
A little bit.
If I said, I need you to help me write a song, help me develop a song, what would you need from me to start that?
I would need basically the melody, a simple melody, a catchy melody, something that may sound a little familiar, but has, you know, still a different twist to it. But that's where it needs to really start. I mean, we can start with chords sometimes. You can just hear music, you know, that work, that happens as well, too. But to actually begin to put the song together.
Play a little something there since you're...
Okay, I guess that'll work.
With this thing, I put this, man, that's nice. But you remember this device?
Yes, I do.
Does Stevie still use one of these?
It's been a long time. No, he's got a new instrument at this point. It's called the Harpeggi.
That was real nice there. Now, man, you can still play. That's just so sweet. If I could play like that, I just I wouldn't talk.
Oh.
I just pick up the keyboard and I'm gonna say, hello, how are you doing? And you just play it instead of me talk.
Okay.
You're listening to Roman Johnson on KPC Radio's Grace Notes. That was Hello. Now, let's go on back. Let's get back here. We can listen to that all day. Man, you sound great. Wait, listen. Real good, as my grandma said. Yeah, very good, very good. Now, how many records would you say you've played on?
I don't know. Maybe at least a good 20.
Okay. So. And a lot of hits I've taken it. The one that you played on that I did that went into the movie with Harrison Ford and Melanie Griffin, Working Girl, the Straight from the Heart,
mm-hmm.
did well. After playing with the Gap Band, what was your next group? Because I know that Total Experience closed and everybody scattered.
Right. I believe the next group that I should say artist would be Karen White.
Oh, yes.
Worked on her doing her big project with Superwoman. And I was doing the early L.A. Reid and Babyface days.
Mm-hmm.
From there, I'd say the next big artist would have been the Isley Brothers.
Right.
That I worked with for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And from the Isley Brothers, I worked with En Vogue.
Okay.
Did their big tours and stuff as well. And currently, I've been working with Stevie Wonder the last 8 years.
Okay.
And we just completed the Songs of Kid Life tour, part two.
Okay. How is it working with Stevie Wonder? They say he's kind of meticulous, very exact about some things.
Oh, yes. otherwise, he would not be the music extraordinaire genius that he is. How is it working with him? It's a beautiful, it's been a blessing. It's been a wonderful, wonderful adventure from the beginning. He's a musical genius. I mean, he has more hits currently playing at all times, and then I would guess pretty much anybody. But he's a great guy. He has a beautiful personality. He's genuine.
Yeah.
And I've worked with a lot of artists, and it's just pretty amazing. How genuine he is, and how, you know, he's just such a gift, you know, and just so extraordinary. And just playing with him, you can always learn something. You're always going to learn something.
You get to go a lot of places. You get to see a lot of things. I was looking on Facebook, and I saw you over standing next to the Queen of England. what's that like?
It was, I guess, one of the biggest events I've ever been a part of. It was for the Queen's 60th Diamond Jubilee. And I think there's only one other queen in the history of England that has ever had a event such as that.
Okay.
Has been in, you know, power that long. So, yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah, I saw that everybody was there.
Elton John, Paul McCartney,
right.
Willem I, Annie Lennox.
So this is
even
just
got
great.
To hang out with. Oh man, it was a blast.
I saw them.
When I think about it, Tom Hanks, I got to hang out with him.
Oh man,
yeah, it was really cool.
We're gonna have to have you come back. Now, what's on the horizon for you? I know you've got some new projects.
The new stuff. I'm gonna give you a couple of things to play. Actually, there's a couple of live recordings. Pretty much that was Isley Brothers stuff. That was Smooth Sailing.
Okay.
And then on the Stevie Wonder DVD, there's something that went worldwide number one, and that was Spain, Chicoria, Spain.
Okay.
And then my stuff.
Right.
And I have some stuff that I'm working on, and I have a couple of dance artists that I'm working on at this time doing house.
Oh,
kind
good.
Of stuff, yeah.
Chicago house, DC house, or what?
Just more, it's like just pop house, like
okay.
The stuff that you're hearing right now and the trap beat stuff.
So you're using what instrumentation with that? Are you using Ableton or are you using...
Basically Pro Tools
okay.
at this time.
Okay.
You know, and then all the plug-in stuff.
Okay.
You know.
So you've got new music coming out. And you've got some new acts. Will you come back again as you get this project further? Because we didn't cover half of these questions. You can see there's a long list of things.
Oh, wow.
So we only have 25 minutes.
And it goes quick.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So the and perhaps now the Stevie has a radio station, KGLH. Is
she still there? Yes, KGLH.
And this is a college station. Perhaps we can get him over here and maybe you can ask him if he'll be interviewed on the show for Grace Notes.
Oh, wow. Anyway. I could definitely do that.
In parting, if you had some advice to give to young upstarts and wannabe singers and artists, what would you leave as a footnote? And what would you tell them as to getting into the business and some advice coming from Romy Rome?
Make sure, number one, that it's you. It's there's a lot of, you know, a lot of competition out here, and there's a lot of great young new artists, musicians, and that are coming along, you know, so make sure that it's really you, you know, look deep, and if it is you, venture out, work with other musicians, other writers and stuff, and get, you know, abreast with that and different flavors and stuff for your writing and production. But at the end of the day, make sure that it comes back to you again. Don't get hung up in just maybe playing with other people. Make sure that you do something for yourself, because that day will come where you will need that, and it'll definitely work to your benefit that you are, whether that you're an artist, producer, you know, strong writer, whatever.
Okay.
Stay focused on the good stuff.
Yeah. That's words of wisdom coming from Roman Johnson, Romy Rome. On the way out, could you hit us some of those vintage, funky Roman licks? Just some that low down in the dirt funky.
Let's see.
You still funky, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know you. I act like you. Make you want to look ahead. Yeah, now. I'm living about you. Good man. Yeah, here I got. You I gotta get up in the morning and find a better lesson I've learned. Gotta find me a lover that I won't run for cover. Gotta find me a lover that I won't run for cover. Gotta get up early in the morning, find me another love. Gotta get up early in the morning, find me another love. So I gotta get up early in the morning, in the morning, find me another lover. Early in the morning, find me another love. Grace Notes with Roman Johnson. What you bumping? You've been listening to Grace Notes. Our guest today was Roman Johnson, Stevie Wonder's keyboard player extraordinaire.
I'm Greg C. Jackson,
your host on Grace Notes.